I-13. A part to play. That voice deep within Eshenai still screamed. Even when she didn't attune the old rhythm of peace, she kept herself busy to quiet it, walking the perfectly circular plateau just outside of Narok, the one where her soldiers often practiced. Her people had become something old, yet something new, something powerful. They stood in lines on this plateau, humming to fury. She divided them by combat experience. A new form would not a soldier make. Many of these had been workers all their lives. They would have a part to play. They would bring about something grand. "The Alethi will come," Venli said, strolling at Eshenai's side and absently bringing energy to her fingers and letting it play between two of them. Venli smiled often while wearing this new form. Otherwise, it didn't seem to have changed her at all. Eshenai knew that she herself had changed, but Venli acted the same. Something felt wrong about that. "The agent who sent this report is certain of it," Venli continued. "Your visit to the Blackthorn seems to have encouraged them to action, and the humans intend to strike toward Narok in force. Of course, this could still turn into a disaster."
"No," Eshenai said. "No, it is perfect."
Venli looked to her, stopping on the rock field. "We need no more training. We should act, right now, to bring a high storm."
"We will do it when the humans near," Eshenai said.
"Why?" "Let us do it tonight."
"Foolishness," Eshenai said. "This is a tool to use in battle. If we produce an unexpected storm now, the Alethi won't come and we won't win this war. We must wait."
Venli seemed thoughtful. Finally, she smiled, then nodded.
"What do you know that you aren't telling me?" Eshenai demanded, taking her sister by the shoulder.
Venli smiled more broadly. "I'm simply persuaded. We must wait. The storm will blow the wrong way, after all. Or is it all other storms that have blown the wrong way, and this one will be the first to blow the right way?"
"The wrong way? How do you know about the direction?"
"The songs."
"The songs?"
"But they said nothing about..." Something deep within Eshenai nudged her to move on.
"If that is true," she said, "we'll have to wait until the humans are practically on top of us to catch them in it."
"Then that is what we do," Venli said. "I will set to the teaching. Our weapon will be ready." She spoke to the rhythm of craving, a rhythm like the old rhythm of anticipation, but more violent. Venli walked away, joined by her once-mate and many of her scholars. They seemed comfortable in these forms. Too comfortable. They couldn't have held these forms before. Could they? Eshenai shoved down the screams and went to prepare another battalion of new soldiers. She had always hated being a general. How ironic, then, that she would be recorded in their songs as the war leader who had finally crushed the Alethi.